How many like to be respected? Can I see your hand? You like a little respect, say. All right, you hate to have to demand it, don't you? So it's a lot nicer when it's given, isn't it? Say, you understand what I'm saying? And parents, my goodness, you need to teach your kids to respect. Amen? And you do it by example, but you just have to work at it and keep working at it. And no is not an answer. Amen? As far as when it comes to respect. Let's talk about it today, respecting others. We've already sort of gone over the commands already, so we're ahead of the game on the first four. Respecting others is what we're talking about today. If you're here with us for the first time, this is how I preach. You'll see the big screen. You'll see scriptures. I'll ask you to say things back with me. You might say, well, I don't like to do that. Well, come on. You'll be fine. You're going to learn something today, amen? You're going to go away going, wow, I got something. That's the plan. Let's use our time wisely today. Let's respect others. That's what we're talking about today. Attitude, say that with me. Attitude plus actions equals what? That's right. Your attitude and the way you act, the actions equal respect. Or attitude and actions equal what? Your attitude and your bad actions equals disrespect. All right? We want you to be people that respect other people. All right? I respect you. I'm no different than you. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're the pastor. We're supposed to respect you. Well, somebody that's not a pastor, you're supposed to respect. You know what I mean? I don't get any you know, just treat me like I treat you. You know, that's the way it should work, right? Say, we respect one another. Last week, we looked at the first four of the Ten Commandments, and they deal with our attitude and our actions or respect toward who? So I want you to know that the first four commands of the Big Ten deal with our respect toward God. Respect toward God. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't have them up on the big screen. We're to give God first place. Remember that? Do we remember that second P? That's a tough one. What was it, Raj? Perspective. That's right. Keep things in perspective. Remember? God's God and you're not. And number three, what? Profession. What you say is really who you are in your heart. You say what you want to. No, I don't mean that. I just say that. I don't mean that. No, that's who you are in your heart, because from the heart, the mouth, what? Speaks. And number four was what? Priority. Priority. Keep the Sabbath holy. Amen. Make your plans around God's plan. So we talked about that last week. And that's the way we can show God some respect. The last six of the Ten Commandments deal with our attitude and our actions or respect toward who? And I want you to know this. And no, y'all aren't going to sleep on me yet, are you? God help me, please. Here we go. The last six, first four, have to do with my respect toward God. The last six have to do with my respect toward others. And 4 plus 6 equals what? 10. So there we got them. Let's look at it. Here we go. Talking about respecting others today. And we're going to start with the fifth commandment. Say that with me. The fifth commandment. We'll talk about respect today, respecting others. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be what? Long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. So commandment number five. And boy, our clock's going to be hard on us today. We have to learn six commands, and we've also got to know what stuff means today. All right, so it's going to be tough on me. Here we go. Number five, what's the command? Say it with me. Honor thy father and thy mother. Can y'all help me a little bit more? A little more volume is going to help me. Honor thy father and thy mother. You're to honor your father and your mother. That's the fifth command. You think that's showing respect when you honor your mom and your daddy? Somebody talk to me, yes or no? Absolutely. But I want you to learn this command. I don't want you to ever forget it. Number five. The number five. Here it is. Look at that. Number five. Do this with me. Can you take your hand? Here we go. Number five. Number five. You know what number five looks like? It looks like Roger's puppy dog. Come on. Number five looks like a what? Would y'all go with me and help me here? Number five looks like a what? Number five looks like a what? A puppy dog begging. You ever seen a little dog beg? Say, number five looks like a puppy dog what? This is literally Roger's dog. He had his dog do that for our show. He did. And I hate it. I hate to say it. But that little dog's in heaven. Yeah, yeah. Good little doggy. Good little dog. Anyway, number five looks like a what? Puppy dog doing what? Begging. But he's not just begging toward anybody. He's begging before a judge. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter if it makes sense or not. I just want you to remember the command. Number five looks like a what? Begging before a... We call the judge your...
Your father and...
One more time. Number five looks like a... Begging before a... We call the judge your... Are you okay? You can do this. Number five looks like a begging before a we call the judge your. How many feel like you got it now? That's all I care about. I don't care if you think I'm a nut. I could care less. Here we go. What does that mean? Let's just look at it real quick. I'm not going to spend all day. I'm working on that P. I worked on that P last week. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Here's the word, proper. Say that with me. Proper. This is the proper thing to do. This is the correct, wise, it's the right thing to do. I know people have problems with their parents. I understand that. I'm not saying you're going to grow up and do everything like they did. But they were the ones that helped bring you into this world. You understand where I'm coming from? Can you find something in your parents to honor them for? Instead of making excuses? And I tell you this because I know from experience, working as a pastor, and I've been up close and personal with some bad bitterness. And I've seen it destroy people. You ever get to the place where you think you have a right to dishonor somebody, don't be surprised if your life goes to hell. You just think you can just dishonor anybody. Then you dishonor yourself. Y'all hearing me this morning or not? This is huge. Matter of fact, did you know God says, honor your father and mother that it may be that your days may be long. There's something destructive that happens inside of us when there's this hatred or this bitterness or this anger or there's this resentment. And I'm not saying that life is easy on many of you. You've had hard times with your families. I understand that. But I'm asking you, choose the high road. Y'all listening or not? Choose the high road. Be a person who can give some respect. Amen? To honor is proper. Keep moving. To dishonor, say it with me, is what? It's poison. It'll be inside of you. If you can hate mom and dad, who in the world now can you not hate? If you can hate them, are y'all hearing me today? Fight that. No, I will not do that. That's what I'm talking about. Follow peace with all men. You think that should mean your parents say? And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of what? Springing up trouble you, and thereby do what? Many be what? Defiled. It'll kill you, man. So commandment number five. Five looks like a what? A puppy dog. What's he doing? Before who? We call the judge your... So who do we respect? Respect who? Parents. Got it? Respecting others is what we're talking about. Let's look at number six. Commandment number six. Here we go. Pretty simple, isn't it? Thou shalt not kill. So the commandment is, say it with me, not kill. And I don't want to give a big long sermon here today on what about if somebody else takes somebody else's life and is a murderer? Well, the Bible says that the Bible teaches capital punishment. Whether you like it or not, that's what God's Word teaches. And it's not the same. God says that's not the same. Matter of fact, it's, we're not to kill innocent blood. You're not to take innocent blood. Innocent blood. That's what the Bible teaches throughout the whole Scriptures. But I'm not getting off on that right now. All right? Because that don't have a whole lot to do with us anyway. Amen? The point is, do not kill. As a matter of fact, you know, if you hate somebody so bad in your heart, Jesus even equates that to murder. This is tough, isn't it? Do you think it's respectful to want somebody dead, say? Yes or no? I mean, I really respect you and everything. I just wish he was dead. That don't fly, does it? Say. Well, let's remember this commandment. Number 6 looks like a long what? Monkey's tail. Say it with me. Number 6 looks like a long... Come on! You know it does. Number 6 looks like a long... Now, what's number 5 look like? Puppy dog begging me for a judge. You call the judge, Your Honor, Your Father. Number 6 looks like a long... You know what it also looks like? Now, you got to go with me. It also looks like a... Like a club. Okay? It looks like a club. Y'all go with me on this. Number 6 is a what? Long monkey's tail. Don't kill a monkey. Don't kill a monkey. Do you hear me? How many wish you'd have gone to the beach? Stop it. Number 6 looks like a long what? It also looks like a... The command is what? Don't kill a monkey. Hey, I just want you to remember. Amen. Come on. Let's talk about it. The word is precious. Say that with me. Precious. Life is precious. Life is precious. You ought to get your politics to line up with your Bible. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Well, I'm this. I believe, you know, listen, I don't care. You can say it all day long. Abortion, taking a little life and killing it is wrong. It is. I know it's not convenient sometimes, and I know I understand that. Yeah. It'd be different if it's somebody else's kid, that's different. But if it's your kid, it'd be a whole lot different, wouldn't it? Say, amen. Or if it was you, say. Life is precious. Everybody's life is precious. That's what this command's all about. We're to respect all life. Y'all hear me? What about when somebody gets old? They're just old, and they don't really matter anymore. They do matter! Everybody matters. Yeah, but they can't do much anymore. They just sit around and slobber. They matter. Oh, yeah. That's precious slobber. That's good. That's true. My mother's life was taken. She was murdered. And the damage it's done to me. You know? If I had a chance to have my mother in a wheelchair today, and she couldn't do much, and I could push her this afternoon, and she and I could go down to the Lock and Key and have us a burger, and I could cut up her food and stick it in her mouth, I believe I'd like to do that. She mattered to me. You understand? Life is precious. That's what God's trying to say. You know? Keep that thought in your mind, man. Respect. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, say it with me, choose life that both you and your seed may live, man. If we ever get to the place where we don't choose life, that's going to be bad, man. For thou hast possessed my reins. You've covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, then that my soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. You're precious. Life is precious. Keep that thought always. Amen? You hear me? That's what this is. That's respect, man. So respect what? Number five was respect who? Your parents. Number six is respect what? Life. Number five was a what? Begging before a... We call the judge your father and your mother. Number six is a long monkey's tail. It's also a... No! Kill the monkey! That shall not kill. Amen. Number seven, let's go. I got to fly. I'm wore out already. Wow. Woo! Number seven. Say it with me. Thou shalt not what? Commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. The command, do not commit adultery. Here's what it looks like. Number seven looks like, and I'm going to go play golf later this afternoon. Number seven looks like an upside down putter. This is easy. You know it does. Here it is. It looks like a what? Putter. Number seven looks like a... Don't putter around. Y'all hear me or not? Number seven looks like an upside down... Don't putter around. Don't fool around. You think it's respectful, sir, for you to be screwing around with some other woman other than your wife? Yes or no? Okay. Oh, see, we're fine in church and we say that. How about when you're somewhere else? You're out of town. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? It's horrible. I'm just going to be straight up. My mother was murdered. My wife committed adultery. Excuse me. And it's hurt me. It's devastated my life. You understand? Say. But I'm talking to an audience today to where, unfortunately, we live on planet Earth. And you felt that same pain. Is that true? You know what that pain feels like. Okay? Is that it? We shouldn't inflict that pain on anyone. Do you understand that? Yes or no? Okay? And see, that's why God gives us commands. God's not trying to pick on us. He's trying to help us. He's trying to help us love one another. He's trying to help us get along with one another. He's trying to help us keep the pain that we can inflict on one another down. You know what I'm saying? That's a loving God, isn't it? How many have ever heard the Ten Commandments? God gave the Ten Commandments. Just, you know, He's trying to make my life miserable. It's just hard. You ever thought like that about the Ten Commandments? Say. That's a crazy way to think. Ten Commandments are a blessing. That's why you see the Ten Commandments chiseled on all kinds of monuments around our nation. Our nation was founded on, guess what? The Ten what? They're good for us, man. This is hurtful. Okay? Respect. What's the word? Pop it up. Purity. 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 You understand? Be pure. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but there's nobody that has to go outside of their marriage and have sex. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? Oh, I just had to. Liar! You don't have to do that. You understand? I know it's hard preaching. That's what we need, friend. Amen. Purity. Respect your what? Say it with me. Now, holler it at me. Respect your... Number two, respect your... And how about this one? Number three, respect your who? Kids! Tough, man. Respect. So important, isn't it? Isn't respect important? Tough. I mean, I see the pain. I'm not the only one in here that has pain. I see the pain on your face as well. Okay? I couldn't skip it, could I say? Oh, there were like six, then there were eight. Now, let's stay with the word. Let's don't skip none of it. Amen? Number seven. Looks like an upside down what? Don't putter around. Period. Amen? So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and they shall be joined, he'll be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife see that she what? The word is respect. Her husband. Amen? So respect what? Marriage. Respect marriage. I'm going to say something. I never know what I'm going to get up here and do on this stage. I mean, I get myself in trouble. I go home and I wonder what I said. But I'm going to say something to you fellas. I am a single man now. And you have my word that I will respect your wife. You understand? You don't have to worry about the preacher hitting on your wife. Hey, I ain't heard that in church before, have you? You never know what I'm going to say, do you? You don't have to worry about that. Put a bullet in my head if I do. You hear me? That's ugly, ain't it? I know that's just ugly talk this morning. Excuse me. Yeah, it is ugly. Well, why don't, fellas, why don't you take that same pledge that I just made here? Amen? Say. And wives, why don't you take that pledge? Are you hearing me today? Say. Can't we do that? Can't we be decent, respectful people? Can't we do that, church? Why can't we do that? You hearing me? I better move on. Here we go. Number 8, are y'all all right? It's like shell shock went across the building. Can y'all laugh or something? Do something. Number 5 is a begging before a, we call the judge, your honor your father and mother. Number 6 is a long monkey's tail. It's also a don't kill the monkey. Number 7 is an upside down don't putter around. Number 8, we're doing good. How many want to quit there or you'd like to go ahead and know what the rest of them are? Good, let's go for it. Here we go. Number 8. This is so easy. Thou shalt not. Okay? You think we'd know this stuff. Do not steal. Number 8 is the easiest one of all. We shouldn't even do it. It's so easy. Number 8 is a snowman. Come on. Look at that. Number 8 is a what? This is so simple. Number 8 is a what? One more time. Number 8 is a. But he's not just any snowman. He's a bad snowman. He's a snowman with a mask. Number 8 is a what? What kind of snowman? He's a snowman with a... Who wears mask like that? Thieves! Thou shalt not... Got it? Say. Don't steal the snowman. You can have the snowman. You can have all the snow. All right, here we go. So number 8 is a snowman. What kind of snowman? Bad snowman. He's a snowman with a... Who wears a mask? Thieves. Thou shalt not... Good job. How many had that when you got it down pat? Good. All right, cool. Here we go. Here's the P for you. R-E-S-P. Purchase. Here's how I talk. Buy it, fool! Buy it full. Yeah, why not? Pay for it. Work for it. Most people I've ever known that steal stuff didn't even need it. You know what I'm saying? How many more pencils do you need from the office? You know what I'm saying? Come on. Are you hearing me? Don't steal. Buy it. If you can't buy it right now, save for it. Then go buy it. See, that's why so many probably, you have no respect for yourself. Because you haven't respected other people. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Don't take from other people. We should know better. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him work. Work with his hands the thing which is good that he may have to give to him that needs. To give to your kids, your family, to pay your bills, to give to other folk. That you study to be quiet, to do your own business, to work with your own hands as we command you, that you might walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. Amen? So, respect what? Prosperity. That's what I put up here. Respect prosperity. Do you know you live in the greatest nation on the planet? I don't care what people tell you. That's where you live. You live in America, baby. You have an opportunity. I still believe, even with a bad economy, this is just me talking, but I still believe in a bad economy. If you want to, you can still work somewhere and do something in this country. I still believe it, man. I still believe it. No, I can't. I got to go steal. I'll never believe that. I am not going to believe that. I'm not going to do that. You hear me? Yes or no? Respect prosperity. That's where you live, man. Number nine is one of the toughest, so you really got to wake up. If you're asleep, you got to slap yourself. Here we go. Number nine. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Commandment number 9 simply said, do not what? Lie. Do not lie. Do you think lying to somebody is respectful? Yes or no? No, never. Okay, that's why we call you a liar. All right? Okay? It's never respectful to lie. Now, number 9 is tough. You really got to help me here. Number 9, can you do this with me? Number 9 does this. Come on, number 9 does this. Number 9 does this. Now, grab it down here. Number 9 does this. And grab it right there. Number 9 does this. And you got it? You're holding it. Are y'all helping me or not? You think you're so smart, so you're not doing it. You're not going to know it later. Here we go. Number 9 looks like this. Number 9 looks like a balloon on a stick. Do you remember like the old days at the carnivals and stuff? You get the little balloons. Got a balloon. Look, how many balloons. You understand? It looks like a what? And a little girl. She's got the little balloon. And she looks so sweet, but she ain't. Here we go. Yeah? She's got a little balloon. Here she is. And you know what she does to the balloon? You know what she does? She lies on the balloon. She lies on the balloon. She takes her balloon. Look at that little balloon's frowny face. Smiling, it's all sad. It got busted. You know, she takes the balloon and she does what to it? Lies on it. One more time. She takes the balloon and what? The command, thou shalt not what? Are you all right? Let's review. Number 5 is a puppy dog before we call the judge your. Number 6 is a. It's also a. Thou shalt not. Number 7 is upside down putter. Don't. Thou shalt not commit. Number 8 is a. What kind? Bad snow. Snowman with a. Thou shalt not steal. Number 9 is a balloon on a. Who has a little balloon? Who has a balloon? Little girl. What's she do? She. Thou shalt not. All right. Here we go. What's our P? R-E-S-P. The word is principle. Principle. Okay? Principle. Why do I not lie? Because I want to be a person of principle. I would like when Mickey and I talk, Mickey can talk to me and know what I said to him is the truth. And back at you, right? When me and Charlie talk, we can tell the truth to one another. You understand? Why? Because we live our life on principle. Does that make sense? Don't lie to one another. Can I see some hands? Let's just, come on, I'll put my hand up with you. How many of you grew up and somehow lying was all right? You see what I'm saying? Lying was okay. God says that's disrespectful. It's not okay. That's not who I am. That's not how I do things. Matter of fact, the Bible says God never changes. He lies not. God does not lie. He tells you the truth. Amen? We need to be people of principle. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Can you say that with me? Come on. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me. Why don't you just live like that instead of when you get on the witness stand? Amen. Principle. Not perjury. Principle. Amen. Why do you not understand my speech? Jesus was talking. Even because you can't hear my word. He's talking to the Pharisees. You are of your father, the devil, Jesus says, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, shoot, you don't even believe me. Amen? Most liars are screwed up. Oh, yeah. They lie. That's craziness. That's not respectful. You're not respecting yourself. You're not respecting other people. And you just screwed up. And God says, I'd like to help you with that. Amen. And this is great. Lie not one to another, seeing you put off what? The old man with his deeds. You put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So there's no place for lying. That doesn't mean if somebody's ugly, you just walk up to them and say, you're just ugly. No. You know what I'm saying? Or like Abraham Lincoln, the commercial a few weeks ago. Remember that commercial? Does this make me look fat? Well, I mean, you can just hush. I mean, all right. So respect what? Truth. Let's see if we can review that. Respect parents. Respect life. Respect marriage, respect prosperity, respect truth. The last one is this. Here we go. We're done. The 10th commandment. This is an unusual word. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's wife, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his ass, his Corvette, or anything that's your neighbor's. Amen. You hearing me today? We're not to covet. What is that? What? We're going to talk about that real quick. Do not what is the command. Do not what? Covet. Now, number 10 is this. It's not hard. Get rid of the one. It's a basketball. Number 10. Say that with me. It's a what? One more time. Number 10. Don't worry about the one. Number 10 looks like a what? One more time. Number 10 looks like a... But it's not just any basketball. You know whose basketball that is? Michael Jordan's basketball. If you don't know who Michael Jordan is, you just go home and Google it, baby. Greatest basketball player ever. Did I say he was from North Carolina? Oh, yeah. Sure he is. Sure he is. Michael Jordan, greatest basketball player ever. Most talent ever. Man, unbelievable. So many championships. Played for the Tar Heels to boot. Incredible. Amen. So much money, so much fame, an athlete, everything. Don't covet whose basketball? Michael Jordan's basketball. Don't covet his basketball. Don't cover his life. Don't covet his stuff. Don't cover his fame. Don't cover his horse. You understand what I'm saying? So number 10 is a what? Whose basketball? He's rich. He's famous. He's this. He's that. Makes us want it, right? Don't covet what? Michael Jordan's. Are you all right? Can you remember that? All right, here we go. What's our P? I chose the word praise. Instead of coveting what somebody else has, why don't you stop and give thanks for what you have? You understand? Why don't you stop and praise God for what you do have? I didn't see any of you coming here naked today. You're clothed, amen? And you came here on campus, and if you needed food, we fed you. Amen? Listen. Praise God for what you got. Well, I don't have this. Listen, praise God for what you do have. Amen? Instead of coveting. What is coveting? Here's what covet means. This is my English. It's to want something someone else has. Coveting is to want something that someone else has. But then it goes a step further. Coveting is feeling sorry for yourself because you don't have what they have.
So now I want what they got, and now I'm starting to feel off like a baby because I don't have what they have. But coveting goes a step further. Now I start thinking I deserve it, and they don't. How's that feel? Is that respectful or what? So, I'm going to be ugly again. I know we're leaving here in a second. This is what politicians do all the time. They do it all the time. And again, I don't mean to be ugly, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The other night on television, our president gets up and gives a speech. Wanting more people that make more to give more. And if that's your position, that's fine. But don't say they're not doing anything. We know in this country those that make the most and have the most are providing the most and are taxed the most. Is that understood or what? Do we understand math here? If somebody makes nothing, they're not giving anything. Do y'all know that or not? Say. Are y'all cool with that? Uh-oh, he done talking politics. No, I'm talking math. Are y'all hearing me? And if we never keep this country divided enough to think, well, the rich people don't give enough, and see, we can get these people thinking they deserve this, and over here, what a mess. What a mess! How about you people quit spending so much in Washington, D.C.? Y'all hearing me? Good grief! How hard is that? We don't get to live like that, do we? Hey, Dr. Price, your debt ceiling don't get to get raised over there, does it, Doc? Wouldn't that be nice? Amen. I know I'm being ugly, but do you see what God is saying? It's not respectful for us to do this. It's not respectful for our political parties to do this. It's just not respectful. It's not respectful for you ever get to a place in your life where you think you deserve somebody else to make a living so that they can take care of you. You understand? Yes or no? Y'all listening? Coveting. Or to take somebody who's worked hard and they have a nice house or a nice car and somehow you think you deserve that, but here's the part you forget. They work their tail off to get it. But I deserve it. Well, you ain't worked your tail off. Sorry. Go work your tail off. Am I being ugly today? I'm going to tell you what coveting is. It's being a total ingrate. Yeah. Amen. Coveting. Not that I speak in respect, there's our word, of want. For I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be what? Content. But godliness with contentment is what? For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Not covet, but content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation. They that will be rich. They fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the love of money is the root of all evil. Which while some, what? Coveted after, they've erred from the faith, and they pierced themselves through with many, what? Sorrows. Amen? So is God trying to do us a favor with the Ten Commandments? He's trying to hurt us. He's trying to help us. He's trying to help us learn to respect Him. He's trying to help us learn to respect others. Let your conversation be without what? That's an interesting word. I mean, that's crazy. You know what? How many of us get together and we just talk about stuff we want? Stuff we want. Stuff we want. And stuff we want. How much better our conversation would be if we talked about what we got? What we got. What we got. How good we got it. Boy, that'd make a happier house, wouldn't it? With such things as you have, for He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. No matter how little you have, at the end of the day, when you go to bed at night, you have Him. You have Him. You have Him. You have Him. Don't covet.
That's what we're talking about. Respect what? Contentment. Respect that wonderful word called contentment. Beautiful. Well, here we go. We're done. Wow. I was a little late today, but we learned. Here we go. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Proper, precious, purity. Purchase it. Buy it, fool. Principle. Praise God for what you do have. Contentment. We're rolling. Respect others. What have we talked about today? Respect your parents. Number five is a what? Puppy dog begging before a judge. We call the judge your honor your father. Respect life. Number six is a, it's also a don't. Thou shalt not kill. Respect marriage. Number seven is an upside down don't. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Number eight is a respect prosperity. It is a what kind of snowman? Snowman with a man. Thou shalt not. Number nine is a hard one, a balloon, a stick. The little girl does what? Thou shalt not respect truth. Number 10 is what? Who's basketball? Don't covet, respect contentment, respect others. Did we get it today, church? Let's praise God this morning for the message. Amen! Awesome! Praise God.